that track that we had on last week. As we said on last week, the importance of when they're saying that you need to say this prayer, they're telling you, God, that's the first thing that the prayer says, I believe. It says, God, I'm sorry. Well, if you don't know who God is, you're going to have a problem. Because Satan will step right in the midst of that. He'll jump right up, especially if he is the one that you are serving, if he is the one that you are obeying. He assumes that role of God in your life. Jesus himself said that. Said, you are of your father, the devil. The will of your father you will do. He was a murderer. He was a liar. So we got to make sure, again, we move Satan from off of the throne.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we want to put Jesus in his respective place, where he belongs at. We want the Lord to be Lord over our life. We don't want anyone else to assume that role. We want Jesus to be Lord. He deserves to be Lord. He is the one that made us. I think Psalms 100. Let's go over there really quick. Psalms 100 and starting at verse number 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, right? All ye lands. Serve the Lord with what? Gladness, right? Now you don't see that. You don't see the land and the people that are in the land doing this. Jesus made the people that are in the land. He made the land and he made the people that are in the land. And the writer in Psalms 100 is telling you and I and everyone else to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Right? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. The devil would love for you to think that it's okay for you to listen to this. It's okay for you to listen to that. But if it don't have anything to do with praising the Lord Jesus, that's not the kind of noise the Lord want to hear. The Lord don't want to hear anything that doesn't give him praise. According to Psalms 150 in the last verse says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, right? And he tells you how to do it from Psalms 150. A lot of them psalms break down and tell you how to praise Jesus. Praise him with the clapping of your hands. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbals, the high sounding cymbals. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. That's the kind of noise that Jesus wants to hear. He doesn't want to hear anything else. But you think about what you hear in the land. What you hear, when you go down the street, when you turn on the television, when you turn on the radio, you hear a whole lot of noise, but it's not the kind of noise that Jesus wants to hear. He wants to hear the noise that renders praise unto him. He wants to hear the kind of noise that acknowledges who he is and what he has done. When the Lord looks down at creation, now think about this. When Jesus looks down at creation, you think about what is going through his mind. He says, I'm the one that made this land. You and I didn't make this earth. This land was here before we got here. And it's going to be here after we're gone. And he's telling you, I'm the one that made this land. And he's telling you, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye, right? What's that for? They said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, right? He's the one that made this land. I don't care whether it's this continent, another continent, say North America, South America, Asia, Europe, all of those lands. Jesus made all of those lands. And he expects to hear a noise from all of the lands that he made. And again, devil will make you think that you can slide a little bit of this in and slide a little bit of that in. But Jesus does not, that doesn't make Jesus happy. When you slide in stuff that doesn't give him praise, right? That's the truth. Even you say, well, it's just a love song. It's a song that just wants everybody to love one another. That doesn't give Jesus no praise. Jesus wants you to praise him. He said, I'm the one that made you. I want you to praise me. Right? That's the truth. That's why the writer said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. What? All ye lands. Right? And then do what? Serve the Lord. Right? That's right. Serve the Lord. People ask you, why are you going to church? Because I'm trying to learn how to serve the Lord. This is your school. The church is your school. Church is where you come in and learn how to serve Jesus. You go to elementary school and all those other schools, learn ABCs and how to count and all that other kind of stuff. Well, you come to church to learn how to serve the Lord. Church don't say, well, I'm coming to church so I can find this one and find that one. No, you're not. That's not what the Lord put the church here on the earth. He put the church for you to come in here and learn of him. Learn how to do what? Serve him. Serve him in the beauty of holiness. Serve him with a mind to want to do things the right way. That's the truth. Serve the Lord with what? Gladness. That's the truth. Church is not a place to be sad. Church is not a place to be down. Yes, you come in here with all kind of problems, but you look to Jesus to solve them. You look to Jesus to help you through them. You look to Jesus to be the one to carry you through everything that you're going through. And all the power that you hear about that Jesus has, when you read the scriptures, especially when you read him telling you that he is the great I am. In other words, he's that self-existent one. Anything that you need, he is telling you, I am. That's the truth. See, Elder Scudder, I'm not feeling well. Jesus is telling you, he's talking to you. He's telling you, I am your healer. Right? That's the truth. Your mind is off. See, Elder Scudder, my mind is just all over the place. I just don't know how to focus. But the Lord is telling you, I am your mind regulator. Right? Jesus is. He is telling you, I am. So when you come into the church, you're learning about the I am. So that regardless of what problem, what test, what challenge come forth in your life, you want to get out of school knowing that Jesus is the answer to it all. So that you won't be fooled by the other stuff that's going on. The other people that are in the land and ain't got no mind to praise Jesus. Don't have no mind to want to serve the Lord. You leave out of the Lord's school with the kind of attitude you say, no. This was today's lesson. This was the lesson that I got from Jesus today. What lesson did you get from Jesus? That he is the I am. That he is everything that I need. And he expects me to do what? Serve him. That's the truth. He don't expect for me to be a part-time servant. Lord want me to be sold out completely to him. He wants to look at me and look at other people and say, that is my child. This is somebody that has had a mind to sit up in my school and learn my lessons and apply those lessons to their lives. Huh? Their lessons to where it affects their life. Lord want to affect your thinking. He want to affect the way you look. He wants to affect the way you talk. That's the truth. He wants to affect everything about you so that when he sees you, he says, that is my child. Lord wants to make a clear distinction between the children that belong to him and the children that belong to the devil. That's the truth. You don't want to look sometime with Jesus and sometime with the devil. Why? Because the Lord done told you, you lukewarm. He said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth, but I want to know what side you are. I want to know whether you are hot or cold. Now, don't get confused with the temperature. He's basically telling you, I want to know who you belong to. Well, there's a clear distinction between one and the other. There is no middle ground, right? That's the truth. Lord want to know who are those that have a mind to do what? Serve him. That's the truth. You own your job. You in your home. You're on the street. Lord want to see you serving him. That's true. You want to represent Jesus. Want to represent the Lord well. You say, Elder Scudder, but everybody look the same. Yeah, they look the same, but they don't talk the same. They don't act the same. They don't behave the same. That's the thing that separates you from everyone else. That's the truth. Lord knows his people by the way they conduct themselves. That's the truth. As the truth, people a lot of times say, some folks say, well, you read this paper here and the people tell you, you saved afterwards, but you go right back out there doing the thing that you was doing before you say you got saved. There's no change. Huh? There's no change in the direction. There's no change in the behavior. There's no change in the speech. But everybody that the Lord really saved, when the Lord really saved you and really deliver you, he gives you a brand new walk. Huh? That would have already told you, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become what? New. That's the truth. Everybody this year, around this time of year, everybody wanted to talk about doing something new. And they fool you. They fool your mind. They brainwash you, thinking that something brand new is going to happen in your life because the clock changes. But you haven't changed the inside of who you are. Don't you realize if you was a sinner on the 31st of December, you're still a sinner on January 1st? Why? Because you haven't had a change. Only thing that can change you from your sin is the name of Jesus Christ. And if you don't know who Jesus is, you'll never be changed, right? How can you serve the Lord and you don't know who the Lord is? That's the truth. As I let me know that there ain't nobody but a trick of Satan to have you going out there praying, quoting a prayer, repeating a prayer, and don't even know who Jesus is. Huh? You can't even pinpoint who Jesus is. You say, oh, these are the different persons in the Godhead. Now, three persons. Y'all, now you go to school, you know three. One, two, three. Now, you can't say three is the same as one. No. Three is different. He's got a different number attached to him. So when you say that there are three persons in the Godhead, that means you've got three individuals, three separate individuals. But that's not scripture, because the scripture says that the Lord your God is one. Huh? Go to Deuteronomy chapter number 6 and 4 really quick. Deuteronomy 6, look at 6, 3 and 4. Hold your finger there and back in Psalms, because I'm coming back to it. Hear, O Israel.
And observe to do it.
Uh-huh. Now, that's why you need to come to the Lord's school. How are you going to know to do something if you haven't been taught it? What have you learned in Jesus' school? Huh? Certain things you learn in Jesus' school. You don't learn to cuss. Not in Jesus' school. Huh? You sure learn that out there in the world. But you don't learn that in Jesus' school. You don't learn how to be bitter in Jesus' school, but you learn how to do that out there in the world. You learn how to be a hypocrite out there in that world. Huh? Folks, supervisors come around, they start acting like they're cleaning up, doing their job. But as soon as the supervisor go away, they go back to doing what they were doing. They're teaching you how to be a hypocrite. Huh? But the Lord teaches you something totally different. He said, don't you serve the man with eye service. Huh? In other words, you work as unto the Lord. You realize that Jesus got his eyes on you. Huh? That's right. You work as unto the Lord. You realize his ears are open to you. He hears everything come out of your mouth. Not only the things that come out of your mouth, he knows your thoughts. Huh? He knows the ideas that are swimming around in your head. Some people ask to say, why do saints constantly ask the Lord to help them? Because we are honest about the things that are going on in our head. And we realize we serve the kind of God that knows our minds. And we realize that he knows the things that are on in our minds. We need him to deliver us from this stuff. Because the things that go on in our head say we deserve hell, right? Huh? The things that go on in your head tell you you deserve hell. You need the Lord to deliver you from every ungodly thought, right? Every ungodly idea. Everything that's not pleasing in his sight. You need the Lord to take that stuff away from you. It pollutes you. Huh? Oh, yeah, it pollutes you. It defiles you. Huh? It corrupts you. Yes, it does. And you realize the Lord is a holy God. He's pure. Anything wrong in your mind is impure. And you need the Lord to take that stuff away from you. One writer said, everyone that got that hope, they purified themselves. Why? Because Jesus is pure, right? You learned that in his school, right? You learned that in his school. That's why I love what Deuteronomy, what did I say, 6 and 3? What does it say? Yes. Observe to do this stuff. Every lesson you learn here. I think a brother was talking about when he learned a lesson about what you're doing when you're down there on your knees. That's in the scriptures. It's not like someone is just making up this stuff. I'm not telling you things to do off the top of my head. We're going into the scripture and we're getting an understanding of what the scripture says. Scripture says you and I need a power that is above this earth. We don't need a power that is of the earth. We need a power that is greater than the earth. We need a power that only comes from above. Huh? And Jesus himself said, anything you want out of heaven, you need to ask in his name. You can't demand it. You can't command it. You need to ask in his name. Huh? Well, what is the name? The name is Jesus. That's why the devil tried to throw these three gods up in your face, because he doesn't want you to know the name that can save you. God have only highly exalted one name, gave himself a name which is above every name, right? That's the truth. That name of Jesus is above every name. The devil don't want you to use that name of Jesus. Huh? He don't want you to understand that song we sang this morning. That's a scripture. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And it's got to be what? In the name. That's not a song we just made up. That's scripture. We just put a melody to it. But you're quoting what the word says. Word doesn't say three. It says one. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And it's all in what? In the name. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. That scripture says, neither is there salvation in what? Any other. There's no other name, right? No other name under heaven. Given among men whereby we what? We must be saved. The writer is telling you this. What is it? Start that verse off again. Hear it, huh? In other words, you get an understanding. Hear, O Israel. Now, Israel was a stiff-necked people. They had this lesson. They sat in the same school that you are sitting in. But they were disobedient children. Huh? Come on. That's why Paul wrote what he wrote in Hebrew, in Romans chapter number 10. Because they were a disobedient children. Romans 10 and 1 said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they be saved. But I say, I bear them record. They got a zeal. Huh? They got a zeal. Huh? But it's not according to knowledge. Huh? They didn't want to learn in Jesus' school, so therefore they went on and tried to establish their own righteousness. They want to do this thing their own way. And Proverbs done told you the backslider shall be filled in heart with his own way. There is a way that seems right unto the man, but the end of it leads to destruction. You're going to have your name in the books when it could be in the book by you, because you keep doing it your way, right? Because you want to do it your way. Your way is going to lead you into the books. But if you want to have your name in the book, you got to do it Jesus' way, right? You got to follow his plan. Huh? That's the truth. You got to follow his plan. But you out there say, well, we're going to do it our way. Huh? Oh, yeah, that's like the scriptures done told you. That's what Paul was trying to get across to them. He said, you got a zeal, but it's not according to knowledge. Huh? You working hard, but you ain't got no knowledge. You ain't got no knowledge. You see folk faithful, go to church faithfully, but they ain't got no knowledge. They build great buildings, huh? They fill up large coliseums, thousands of people. But what's wrong with them? They ain't got no knowledge. They have no understanding as to who Jesus is, huh? They got all kind of instruments, all kind of orchestras, all kind of sound equipment, all kind of cameras, all kind of celebrities sitting in there, but they have no knowledge. Huh? They have no knowledge. They don't understand who Jesus is. They don't understand who Jesus is. You ask them, who is Jesus? God's son. Huh? As though God had a baby. Huh? As the devil would want you to believe God had a baby. Trying to put you on the same level as God. Jesus is not like you and I. Huh? Come on, saints. Y'all got that fixed in your mind? He is not like you and I. Huh? Scripture said that Melchizedek had no beginning of days. Huh? No ending of it, right? He had no mother. He had no father, right? Huh? He is not like you and I. That's what makes him God, right? Huh? I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Jesus has never been like me. He has always been above me. Take John the Baptist, open up your understanding to that.
So John said, if his shoes become unlatched, I'm not even worthy to latch up his shoe. Why would he say such a thing? Because he said, I dare not touch the feet of God, right? I dare not touch his feet, right?
Huh?
That's the truth. You got to know who Jesus is. People walking around say, he bumping on them. You bumping all on them. You spitting on them. Huh? You taking a whip and whipping them on his back. Oh, take a spear and pierce him in his side. You throw him up on a wooden cross and nail him to a tree. And you think he's like you and I. Huh? You treating him like he's you and I. Don't you realize they rejected God Almighty? Huh? That all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. This same book that you're in Psalms say, know ye not that the Lord, he is God, right? It is he that has made us, right? And not we ourselves. Huh? You think because you was able to do that made you equal with him. Told that man, said he told fellow, said, don't you know I got the power to take your life? And God opened up his mouth that day. Scripture said that he opened not his mouth, but he opened up his mouth that day. He said, no man takes my life. I lay it down, right? And I got the power to get it back up again, right? Huh? That's the truth. That's why you need to know who Jesus is. You don't want to be fooled by what's going on in the earth. Huh? You got to realize there's only one school. Huh? There's only one school, one church. Lord, don't have all these multiple churches. So you go down, you see church after church after church. And yes, it is confusing. And it's a part of Satan's plan. Because he is the author of what? Make you think you can go in any of these places because they got a steeple, because they got the word church on the outside, because somebody's name is on there calling themselves pastor, bishop, apostle, but you need to go where Jesus is at, right? Huh? Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church. Not churches, right? But my church, right? In the very gates of hell. Huh? That's the truth. No matter how much the devil try to attack. Scripture said it won't prevail. Huh? That's why I thank the Lord for being in the church. Because I don't care how much the enemy has attacked this church. Huh? He has not changed us. Huh? Oh, yeah. That's how he said, all the scuttle. If we weren't in the church, we would have given up long time ago. To see people come in and people go out, people talk all and say all manner of things about you, but then the Lord tells you to just hold your peace. I thank the Lord, I got a mind to hold my peace. I think I have a mind to go and tell Jesus. I was telling the brothers that when we were having an issue with the roof. I said, well, don't nobody else know how to work it out? We can just go tell Jesus. Because Jesus know how to get in these people's minds. Huh? Remember that work we had to do over here? That fellow tried to get me all in the parking lot. And he said, boy, bump it all up. Because he was full of that liquor that the Lord told you don't drink it. Huh? But that other school out there tell you, you can drink it. Drink it as much as you want to drink. Huh? But when you come into the Lord's school, he tell you, don't put that poison on your lips. Huh? I'm so glad I listen to Jesus. Why? Because he keeps your mind clear so that you won't be out there acting like a fool with the fool, right? Huh? Keep your mind clear. Tell her all walking, pacing. Hey, I ain't going to do something. I just kept my mouth shut. Huh? Kept my mouth shut. And I went to calling Jesus all in my mind. Do you know the Lord put it on that brother's mind? Even if he didn't do it, when his workers came over here and finished up the job. Huh? Say, well, I ain't got no more money to give you, man. I done gave you everything that I promised until the job is done. But when the Lord touches people's mind, after that fella got that demon juice out of him, he sobered up. He started thinking about that thing. Who am I working with? You're in a church. Huh? This is the Lord's church. And how are you going to go against Jesus, right? How you think you're going to last and you're going to go against Jesus? You fighting a losing battle. Lord will put a hurting on you. That's why I tell you all the time, don't you play around with Jesus. Jesus will put an affliction on you. I mean, he will put a hurting on you, and everybody know it's Jesus. Because everywhere you turn, there's no healing.
Huh? There's no deliverance. Why? Because you haven't come to the healer. You haven't submitted yourself to the healer, right? And that healer is only Jesus. Huh? That's the truth. And the Lord blessed that brother. He went on and finished up the work. Other fellow said, well, I ain't going to do nothing. I said, just stop it. Don't come back no more. He said, we ain't going to finish. I said, just don't come back no more. We will be all right. Huh? We'll get it together ourselves. Huh? And sure enough, Lord has blessed us. We got this thing together ourselves. Huh? The fellow tried to do the door, did the door wrong. I said, leave it alone. Don't bother with it. Don't even fool with it. We had to go a couple of years without the door being secure. But all that time, the Lord did not allow not one soul. Huh? Isn't that amazing? I'm trying to tell you the power of the Lord Jesus. Didn't allow not one soul to try to break into this church. And this would have been easy to get in. Huh? This would have been an easy one to get in. They fooled around with it, touched it, but nobody had enough. Nobody had the mind to yank it. Huh? Because if you yanked it, it would have just popped right on open. But the Lord, as Brother Tim always say, had those guardian angels that, well, however you want to word it, I'm telling you, the Lord himself knows how to protect his church. Huh? He's promised the very gates of hell are not going to prevail against it, right? He promised us that. Before we even got started, he promised us that. But he let us go through many tests, many trials. But we remain faithful to the Lord Jesus. Huh? Come in here time after time, ceiling be leaking. Leak over there, leak over there. Then it was a big one here. Lord, the devil just said, I'm going to just keep on attacking it. But every more he attacked, we get right on in here. Clean on up. Go up there. Huh? Lord said, I'm going to put you in the space that where you won't feel afraid to go up on the roof. Huh? Now imagine we had all these problems on Wallace Street. We were thinking twice. The man would have been shaking, trying to get. Lord, I'm going to put you all on one level now, right? Huh? Yeah. We going up there and just clean it right on off. Huh? We keep on moving. If the Energizer Bunny can do it, huh? What about you? Huh? Come on, don't let Energizer beat you out. And you got the Lord's blood flowing through your veins, right? He applied his blood to you. Huh? What the Energizer Bunny say? Keep take a lick it and keep right on. Well, what you think about the saints? Huh? Many of our afflictions, but the Lord does what he delivers us from all of them. Huh? He don't expect you to give up. Now, when he gave you his name, he said his name is a strong tower. Righteous just do what they just running at. Huh? Saints need to stop throwing up their hands saying what they gonna do. You know what you need to do. You know you need to call on the name of Jesus. When the devil starts attacking you, open up your mouth and call on the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid of that name. That name is your help, right? You know when the devil is attacking your mind. You know when your mind ain't where it need to be at. And you don't try to sugarcoat it. You are up under attack. Huh? You're not wrestling with people. You're wrestling against spiritual warfare. This is a spiritual warfare. That devil's trying to control your mind, right? This ain't nothing to play around with. You see the devil set up camp in people's minds, and you realize he'll do the same thing to you. You ain't no different than nobody else. No different than them. Holy Ghost or no Holy Ghost. It takes the Lord to give you a mind to want to be saved. Huh? I don't care whether you got the Holy Ghost or not. It takes the Lord to give you a mind to want to be saved. And you better thank him for the mind, right? I mean, you better thank him for the mind. You better treasure that thing. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the mind. Huh? No, I'm not everything I should be, but I thank you for the mind. I ain't got no mind to give up on you, Jesus. Huh? I realize the Lord has made for me to do what? Serve him, right? Lord, looking for me to do what? Serve him. That's the truth. That's why I like that scripture in Hebrews. In Deuteronomy, y'all reading, right? Here. Huh?
Is that it may be well with thee?
Yes.
That it may increase mightily?
What you read? Hebrews, Deuteronomy chapter number 6 and 3. Mm-hmm. 6 and 3, start it over again.
Hear therefore,
yeah.
O Israel.
Yes.
And observe
to do it. Now I told you all, Israel rejected this. Right. But that don't change the Lord's word. Right. He is expecting this from his people. Mm-hmm. You are in the church. He expects you to do this now. So put your name right there. Here, old Stephen. Huh? Whatever your name is. You are the Lord's person now. So he's talking to you. He say, here, Stephen. Huh? And observe to do. Don't you want it to be well with you? Huh? I want everywhere I go, I want the Lord to be in it. I want his hands to be in it. Everything I put my hand to, I want the Lord's hand to be right in there with it. Huh? I want the Lord to be involved in it. And if Jesus is not in it, I don't want to be in it. Huh? That's true. That's the kind of attitude you got to have. If the Lord ain't in it, I don't want to be in it. Read a little bit more.
And it says that it may be well
with you. That it may be well with you.
And that you may increase mightily.
Don't you want the Lord to move you forward? I don't want the Lord to take me backwards. Jesus is not a backwards moving God. Jesus moves you forward. Huh? That's why he tell you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the what? Finisher of our faith. Huh? Who for the joy that was what? Set before. Not moving backwards. He didn't say the joy that was behind him. He said the joy that was what? Set before him. Right? So if he had a forward thinking mind, you got to have a forward thinking mind. Huh? That's the truth. Move forward. Huh? Yeah. One writer told you, forget that stuff that's behind you. Huh? Press towards the mark. For the prize of the what? Ha. Forget yesterday. You can't do nothing about yesterday. Say, Elder Scott, I failed yesterday. You can't do nothing about it. I don't care how many mistakes you made yesterday. You can't do nothing about it. You thank the Lord woke you up this morning. Woke you up to see a brand new day. Now the question is, what you going to do with this day? Are you going to linger in yesterday's failures? Are you going to be a repeat offender? Huh? When are you going to get tired of making the same mistakes over and over again? When are you going to say enough is enough? Huh? Jesus woke me up to see a brand new day. He promised to be my salvation. Meaning he promised to deliver me, right? Deliver me from that stuff that's not like him. That I can do what? Walk in the newness of it. I want to walk in the newness of life. I don't want to walk in the old. I want to walk in the newness of life. Have a brand new attitude. One writer said, those that stole, don't you steal no more. Stole was my yesterday's activity. But today I'm not a thief anymore. Huh? Come on, that's the kind of attitude you got to have. Somebody come up behind you. Don't you remember what we took yesterday? I'm a brand new person today. I ain't using these hands to steal no more. These hands belong to Jesus. Huh? Well, you got to do something with them. I'm going to use them to clap. I'm telling you, son, tell you what to do. You just need to learn how to be obedient to what he tell you to do. He told you to clap your hands, right? Oh, ye saints, right? Use your voice to sing praise unto him, right? Stop telling lies and praise Jesus. Stop gossiping and praise Jesus. Stop murmuring and complaining and praise Jesus. That's the truth. Talk of his goodness. Huh? Testify about his greatness. Huh? Well, he ain't doing nothing in my life. Go outside and look. Huh? Look outside. See the beauty of Jesus, right? Say, he ain't doing nothing in my life. Well, look outside. Go ask that tree, what is the Lord doing? Huh? Go ask that bird, what is the Lord doing? Because you ain't got enough sense to see his goodness. Look at this. Say, I need a testimony because I don't see what the Lord. Go look at them then. Be a bird watcher. Huh? Learn a valuable lesson from the bird. Huh? Huh? He's eating. Look at the squirrel. He's eating. Huh? They got enough sense to do what they're supposed to do, but look at you. Ain't got nothing to praise the Lord for. Let's go walk in your house. You don't want to come in here. Oh. I see one blessing already. We walked in your door. That's something to thank the Lord for, isn't it? Huh? That's something to thank the Lord for. You walked in your door. Huh? His house up there. Go and sit down right there. That's another blessing. Your floors ain't caved in. Huh? Floors is good. Sitting down. Furniture. I'm so sorry. You got a place to sit. Huh? Got furniture. I ain't got nothing to drink. In this old house. Get on my nerve. Look, Linda, for the ain't no room to put nothing in this refrigerator.
You go another blessing. Look like your cup's running over. Huh? Huh? You go see something else to testify about. Say, I ain't got nothing to thank the Lord. Yes, you do. Just look around and see the blessings of Jesus, right? You got a whole lot to thank the Lord for. Whole lot to thank the Lord for. Raise your hands up. Huh? Raise them up. You got them. Some folk ain't got no hands. But you got them. Huh? You complain, oh, ain't got my fingers hurt, my hand. You can move them. Thank the Lord you got something to move. Some folk ain't got no hands. They don't know what it feels like for hands to hurt. Huh? Does that make sense? I'm trying to tell you, you got something to thank the Lord for. But the devil would have you out there in that world thinking you ain't got nothing to thank Jesus for. Huh? It's the truth. It is the truth. Huh? This is the Lord's school. You're learning a valuable lesson, right? What does the rest of it say?
As the Lord God of our fathers
promised it. Yes.
In the land that flows with milk and
honey. What has the Lord promised you, saints? A land. Didn't Jesus tell you, I go away to prepare a place for you? Huh? Said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. Said, I go away to prepare. You so busy complaining about Jesus not being here, he already told you he went away to do what? To prepare something for you. Huh? You want the Lord to come back so fast, but you might not be ready. Huh? You might not be ready. Say, oh Lord, just come quick. You might not be ready. Lord has given you space and time to get you ready. So that when he comes, you can go with him, right? Isn't that the truth? Say, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. That where I am, there you may be what also. Huh? In other words, Lord telling you, don't get comfortable down here. Get yourself prepared to go. Huh? Keep your bags packed. Stay at the door. Look, huh? Say, you've been looking a long time. Stay at the door and keep on looking. Huh? Somebody asked you, what are you doing there? Because the Lord, he promised me. Huh? He promised me. And I've learned from Jesus, when he makes a promise, he keeps it. Huh? He don't back up from his word. He keeps his promises. He keeps them. He follows through. That's something you can count on. Huh? That's the truth. That's something you can count on. You can count on the Lord to keep the promises that he has made, right? Come on, read a little bit more.
And it says, Israel,
yes.
The Lord our God
is one Lord.
What
should you be doing? This is the Lord's, this is his school. His school is trying to teach you how to do something. It's trying to teach you how to do what? Love Jesus. Huh? How can you say you love Jesus and you don't do what he say do? Huh? These folk love me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Huh? You don't want to be like that, do you? I don't want to give the Lord a bunch of lip service. Lord say, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. In other words, you'll do what I tell you to do, right? That's the truth. That thing must be before you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is what? One. And you ought to do what? Love him. With what? All. Not some of it. Huh? Not some of it. Not some of it. You got to love Jesus with everything inside of you. Huh? He said, would you down there on your knees and you calling Jesus? You need to love Jesus. Love him with what? Everything inside of you. You sing your song of praise. You sing it because you love Jesus. You let the Lord know when you sing. You had that song while you singing. You got him at the forefront of your mind. And you let him know, Lord, I'm singing this song to you. Huh? Come on, as that little fella told us Friday night or Saturday morning, we were getting ready to go. He said he had a song in his heart, didn't he? He said, I believe God. We had to stop what we were doing and sing that song. But I'm trying to get you to understand it was in his heart. Huh? In his heart. He wanted to hear it. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get us to get out of this formality stuff. So we just be saying stuff and don't even really realize what we're doing.
Right.
So that we need to make sure that when we sing a song, we put our whole heart into it. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I came in here. I came in the sanctuary. Saints were singing, lift up the Lord.
Yeah.
And I just came myself. That's all.
I turned around and said, maybe it's just me. I know y'all can sing louder than that. I said, well, let me turn the keyboard down. Because I don't want the keyboard to drown their voices out. Seem like the more I turned the keyboard down, the voices got lower. And I looked over, and maybe it's just me. But you sing, understand what you just said out your mouth. The song of praise said, lift up the Lord. Huh? Oh, yes. Lift up. Huh? It didn't say put him down. It said lift him up. Huh? You ought not say that. I'm just trying to tell you. You can sing a lie just like you can tell one. Huh? You saying out your mouth, do what? You hear it. What are you saying out your mouth? Lift up. You can sing a lie just like you can do what? Tell one. The question is, you telling me to do something you ain't even doing yourself. Lift up. I'm waiting. When y'all gonna do it? Huh? What are you waiting for? We sing. What you want us to scream? I don't know. You're not singing to me. Huh? Lift up. Lift up. I wonder what Jesus is saying on the throne. I get Jesus just like this. Don't y'all do that no more.
Amen.
Don't you do it no more. Because I'm going to just stop the whole song and say, cut it all off. Because you don't feel like singing. Right? You're not feeling it. And I don't want to give them the wrong message. Huh? I want them to know that when we sing a song, we mean it. Huh? When you sing that song, I believe God, I want you to mean it. I want to say, I believe God. No, believe it. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I will do what he says. Trust and obey. You don't know what I'm going through. Right? Trust and obey. Right? Then you can say, I believe God. Do you believe him? Yes. Lord, I believe you. Right? I believe you. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what challenge is right before me. I need to know that somebody in here believes Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's the truth.
Amen.
The leader of the Lord is able to do it.
Yes.
Do what? Whatever I need Jesus to do for me.
Yes.
Whether it be my mind being delivered, whether I'm tired, I need to know that the Lord can do what? Give me strength. Huh?
Yes.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. Read a little bit more. Here, is the Lord your God is one Lord.
Love
him with all of your heart. Don't give the Lord lip service. Love the Lord with what? All of your heart.
All your soul, all your mind.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Now somebody go over to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 43.
Oh, Lord.
Isaiah 43 and start at verse number 7.
Even everyone that is called by my name.
Uh-huh.
For I have created him for my glory.
What did the Lord do for you? He created you for what? Didn't I tell you that the devil tried to slide that other stuff into your life? That other music? Those other behaviors? Huh? Dancing? Huh? Ain't nothing wrong with dancing. Yeah, it is. That's not what the Lord told you to do. Lord didn't make my body for me to do that. You think the Lord created your body for you to dance? Huh? What they do all them little, I don't know what they call them. Somebody said the stinky leg and all other kind of stuff. I don't know what the rest of that stuff is. But the young folk, you ask the children what these dances are. They'll break them on down for you. But do you think the Lord created you to do that? You think while he was forming Adam and Eve from the dust of the ground, he had in the mind for them to do a stinky leg? Huh? I don't know if I'm saying it right, but that's
all right.
It don't even sound right, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's how the devil make you be out there doing stuff that don't even sound right.
Yeah.
The Lord said, I didn't make you for this. I created you for what? Huh? Jesus, I created you for my glory. Read a little bit more. Who formed you? You ought to live like it. Live like it. You should walk around with a sense of gratitude that the Lord not only made me, he formed me. Formed me to do what? To glorify him. Huh? And I can't let anything come out of my mouth. Why? Because I was used to do what? Glorify Jesus. Huh? That's the truth, saints. Read a little bit more. Yes.
Bring forth the blind people.
Now, that's let you know the effects of sin. Sin takes away your ability to see, and it takes your ability away to hear. That's why it's something to praise the Lord when you got a mind to be able to see Jesus. When you got a mind to be able to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Huh? Know when it's thus saith the Lord. Huh? That's why when you see the saints coming, it ain't a time for you to be sad. Why? Because you realize when you were out there in the world, devil had nothing but sinners in your view. Huh? All he had coming your way was a bunch of sinners. A bunch of sinful thinking and behaving people. Now that he brought you into the marvelous light, he let you see some saints. Huh? Oh, yes, yeah, saints. That's why when you see saints come down the street, it's to be some joy inside of you. Why? Because you see something different than everybody else, right? That's true. You'd be more happy because you see something coming than you do when you see a saint. Saints be glad to see one another. Huh? Oh, yeah, that's the truth. Walking down the hallway, I saw Sister Vicky got all that yellow. She's bright. She's happy bright. She came and she said, oh, I said, praise the Lord, sister. Huh? Why? Because you happy to see one another. Huh? You, that's how a saint should be. I was looking at Brother Tim. We were driving down the van. I saw him step out. He wanted to make sure he knew. We was in between the cars. He stepped out and he saw his feet. Step back. He said, about to get in the van. Well, that's because you know anticipation. You see the saints, right? You should be happy. Huh? You seeing stuff you didn't see before. Huh? When you wasn't in the church, you saw me. You ain't think nothing about me. Now that you in the church, when you see me, you see a saint. Huh? You see a saint. Saints do that when we be driving down the street. They say, is that Darian car? Is that Darian drive right there? That's Darian. Folk look at you like you crazy. Didn't you just see him? But you're happy to see the saint. Huh? Happy to see the saints. You should be glad to see the saints. Huh? That's the truth. Huh? Your eyes didn't see this before. Lord done took the blinders off of your eyes. And he let you see some holy and sanctified people. Huh? Let you realize there is some good in the land, right? Hmm? See some saints? Not only see them, but you hear it. It'd be something, do something to me. When I be outside and I hear somebody drive down the street with some good old church music,
yeah.
I say, whoa, who is that?
Yeah,
and I see them in there and they go, I say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, they may not be saved, but I hear something. I hear something different than what I hear out in the world, right?
Yeah.
I hear enough of that foolishness.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Cussing, fighting. I tell my wife, we were 3 o'clock in the morning. Somebody was dragging something down the street. I said, Jesus, what is it? I mean, dragging. I'm like, it's nighttime. And I can't even get good sleep.
Right.
For one, I said, the Lord, now what are they dragging?
Yeah,
well, I don't know, mother. It could have been anything. It could have been a body. It could have been a car park. I don't know. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yelling. Talking out loud. So when you hear something sanctified, the Lord has opened up your ears to it. Remember one time you were deaf to that. You didn't recognize Jesus. You didn't care about it. But now you recognize it. You say, oh, thank you, Jesus. You recognize when you hear people being kind.
Say, how are you doing? I recognize that. Good morning. Thank you. I appreciate it. I recognize that. Lord has opened up my ears to this. Huh? I didn't hear that. That stuff didn't do that before. Yeah, that's why I say, the Lord said, bring forth the blind that have eyes and the deaf that have ears, right? And what they, and all the nations be gathered where? Huh? Ain't nobody but the devil make you think you can't come to church. Devil want to keep you away from Jesus. He's done telling you to do what? Be gathered what? Together. Let the people be assembled. Huh? Huh? Can I stay home? No, 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 no. You need to do what? That's in your book. That's in your book. It says, let them be what? Assembled. Keep going.
Show us form of things.
Yes.
Let them bring forth their witnesses.
Huh? So what are we assembling for? To witness. Huh? I want to know, what has the Lord done for you? I want to know, what has Jesus brought you through? Between the last time I saw you and the time I'm looking at you right now, I need to know, what has the Lord brought you through? Say, okay, he ain't done nothing for me. Then you sit down and pray. Huh? Ask the Lord to open up your understanding. Huh? Don't you kill the service. Because I didn't come for you to hear a whole bunch of depressing stuff, right? I need to know what the Lord brought you through, right? A testimony, right? What did the Lord do for you, right? Is that what the script? Now, I'm not going outside the book. The book says assemble together, right? Let them do what? Come read a little bit more. I don't want to quote it wrong. Yes. Can then declare. Show us what? Tell me what the Lord brought you out of. That's the former stuff. Tell it. The Lord brought me up out of a horrible pit. Huh? Tell the Lord he brought you out of gross darkness. Huh? Testify. Tell him the goodness of Jesus, right? Don't be ashamed. Huh? Well, if I tell it, folk ain't going to look at me the same. Well, you need to open up your mouth and declare the horror that Jesus brought you out of. If you are a murderer, tell it. Tell it. Huh? Saints, you don't know how many bodies I done killed. But I thank Jesus. Huh? I thank, that's a testimony. Now, folk may be looking at you weird, but the Lord will be glad to hear it. Because you realize he brought you up out of what? A horrible pit. Huh? He said, tell the former stuff, didn't he? Huh? Hey, y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm telling you, it's right there in your book.
Right, I know it is. Right.
You ashamed of it, yes. But you don't talk as though you glad about it. The thing you glad about is that the Lord did what he brought you up out of. Huh? That's not who I am no more. Huh? He brought me up out of that what? That horrible life. Huh? Is that the truth? That's a testimony, saints. Read a little bit more.
Let them bring forth their witnesses.
Yeah.
That they may be justified.
Yeah.
Or let them hear and say, it is true.
It is true. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
You are my witnesses.
You are my witnesses, saith who?
The Lord. And my servant whom I
have. What are we? And who chose us to be his servant? So now if you jump back over to Psalm 100, that makes sense when he's telling you to serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Huh? Serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Come before his presence. Then it tell you, know ye not that the Lord, he is God. It is who? Not we, not we. Not W-E. It says he
have made it.
And not we. Huh? We're more than one.
Right.
But when you look at Jesus, he is only one.
Right.
That's why it says, know ye not that is the Lord. It is he that made up us. And not we. Huh? Now, wouldn't that, the devil would love to teach you that. Oh, y'all were apes. We evolved from apes.
Yeah.
Because you see something graphic. You see something graphic, you start looking at your hands different. Oh. Did I really? You don't even know who you are. You let some graphic confuse you. But he got a nose like me. He smiled. He got teeth like me too. Just throw Jesus all to the side. Yeah. When the Lord is the one told you, I'm the one that made you. Right. I formed you from what? The dust of the ground. That's enough for me, isn't it? Yes. I don't care how smart they are. Yeah. I don't care how many PhDs they got, what school they wrote at, or what books they wrote. They don't beat Jesus. No. There's no knowledge above Jesus. Right. And when Jesus tells you, He is the one that did what? Made you? That's all I need to hear. That's all I need to hear. Now people say, well, how did y'all behave yourselves with this corona stuff? All I needed to do is go to the one that made me. I'm trying to tell you, you go to the one that made you. He's the only one that can touch and heal your body. If you do get sick, he's the only one that can heal you. Why? Because he is the one that did what? Made you. Yes. Know ye not that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. Yes. And what now? Huh? Yes. Do y'all believe that? Yes. That's in the scriptures. Yes. Now, I don't care what nobody else. That's in the scriptures. Yes. It is he that hath done what? Yes. Huh? So there is no disease that the Lord cannot heal. Y'all believe there is no disease or sickness that Jesus cannot heal you from. Why? Because he is the one that did what? He the one made you. You're not off no assembly line. The Lord made you. So you go directly to the source. That's why I can tell you flat-footed when you sick, pray. Huh? Huh? Open up your mouth and pray, right?
Jesus.
Ask the Lord to touch your body.
Jesus.
You go running to these doctors. They did not make you. Huh? They didn't make you. Lord says he is the one that did what? I made you. Then the next one says you are his people. Huh? Do y'all believe that? When you in the church, you belong to Jesus. You are his people, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
We are his people and the sheep of what? That's why you need to stop hanging around in the world. That ain't the Lord's yard. Huh? Stay in the yard you belong in. Stay in his pasture. Lord got a fence around his church. And he's telling you, don't go outside that fence. You can't go as, oh, Lord, I need you to protect me. Well, where are you at? Where are you at? You done walked outside the borders, right? Get your mind together and get back in here. Nobody but the devil will make you walk on away from Jesus. Where are you going to go at? You ain't got no hedge out there. The hedge of protection is where? If you're going to get the virus, I'd rather you get it in here. Don't get it out there. Hanging around folk, you ain't got no business hanging around. Where you get it at? You ain't get it in here. Darian ain't get it in here. He got it out there. I don't know where he was at. I don't know whether he was on the job or what. But I know he wasn't in here. We didn't pass it along to him. I can say amen to that. He can say amen to that. Right? Thank the Lord when the enemy of afflicted his body, he was where he needed to be at. Huh? Isn't that something? Think about the, he was in here calling Jesus. Breath was blowing. Huh? Right in this same corner. Calling Jesus. Who's it? Jackie right here. Huh? Calling Jesus. James right there. Calling Jesus. Did they get infected? Huh? I'm trying to tell you the power of the Lord Jesus. Science says you should have it. Huh? That's why I tell you, you got to cut that television off, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Know ye not that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made. We are his sheep.
I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I am. Thank you, Jesus.
That's my belief. Huh? People call you, that's my belief. That is my faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
I trust Jesus. I mean, I'm serious. I just trust Jesus. I trust Jesus. Because you're going to tell folks they got to get vaccinated. No, you don't get it if you don't want to get it. That's on you. That's your body. I got vaccinated. I got the booster. This is my body. You ain't got no mind to do it. That's your business. I ain't got nothing to do between you. That's your body. You go to Jesus with it. Lord, don't give you no mind to do it. Don't you do it. He give you a mind to do it. You better be the first one in line. Why? Because he's the one gave you that what? But he don't give you no mind. Hey, don't. Lord will keep you. Lord, the Lord, Jesus will keep you. Do y'all realize he's the greatest vaccine? He's the greatest vaccine. He said, oh, the vaccine, you won't get all the way. People are still getting it with the vaccine. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus is the only one that can protect you. It is his blood that covers us. Folks say, oh, they putting all kind of poison. I don't care. Jesus done told me that if they put poison in my body, because I'm in his blood, he will protect me. Huh? Do y'all understand? This is why I don't pay attention to that government. Government, I ain't got no time in the world. My mind is going back with Jesus. I'm waiting on his promise. He said he's coming for me. I'm standing there waiting. Standing there right there waiting. Say, they're using lab rap. I don't know. Shame on them if they are. Because they're not doing it to my body. They're doing it to the Lord. And the Lord done told me, don't you fear the one that can destroy the body. Fear the one that can destroy both body and soul. Huh? You kill this, I got another building. Not made with hands, eternal way in the heavens for me. You're going to hell, I'm going back with Jesus. So you may be rushing the process, just let me be ready. Huh? Let me be ready. You don't want to be here on the earth, and to be honest, I'd rather be with Jesus. But just let me be what? Ready. Let me be ready when the Lord comes. Don't forget who you are. You are the Lord's people. You are the sheep of his pasture. Right? Is that all of it? I don't want to quote. Yeah. His gates were thanksgiving. Yeah, didn't I tell you before? We don't come to church to be saved. We come to church to thank the Lord. Right? What does he do? He's blessed me to see another day. Huh? Huh? That's right. He blessed me to see another day. A couple of days ago, he blessed you to see a brand new year. Isn't that something? We wasn't even in the year 2 hours. They was already killing. They act like they shot. Devil ain't going to stop because it's a new year. Sin is still sin. But when you hear all that stuff, you say, I thank you, Jesus. I didn't have no mind. I didn't miss because I didn't go to the party. That's what the devil will make you think you missed something because you didn't go to the party. I didn't miss anything. The wage of sin is still death. I didn't miss anything. Well, what was y'all in there? Just praising Jesus. Well, didn't y'all do that today? Yep. We're going to do it again Sunday. Y'all was just in here Friday? Yep. Y'all not going to take no? Nope. We're going to be right back in here again Sunday. Well, what y'all going to do Sunday night? Be back in here again. Learn a little bit more about Jesus. Why? Because this is his school. This is his school. Devil attacks me every day. Huh? Devil attacks me every single day. Huh? So I'm not a fool to think I don't need the Lord Jesus. I need the Lord to protect me from both danger seen and the danger unseen. Right? Is that all of it? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And do what? Does that mean God has a what? Huh? God has a what? Scripture says, bless his name, right? For the, what does the rest of it say? The Lord is what? And that's something. So think about that, saints. We didn't give you a whole lot this morning. But I'm still working on this track. This thing is still staying on my mind. And you got the video clips as to why. You got it why this is such a dangerous thing. Because as I told you, it's not just a couple of people that are being fooled by this. They're being fooled by the thousands. And I even venture to say by the millions. So that lets you know when the scriptures say the broad way leads to what? To destruction. And when it's saying many, it's telling the truth. Many are going that way. And then you say, I just can't fathom in my mind how all of those people can be lost. Well, go look at them people came out of Egypt. They came out by the millions. And only how many came across? Joshua and Caleb was the only ones that was in Egypt that made it to the promised land. So the Lord ain't fooled by no numbers. Numbers don't do nothing to Jesus. Say, well, the Lord can't throw all them folks. Well, first of all, it ain't him doing it. You doing it to yourself. Lord, one thing that he has let us know, he is not going to force you to do anything. You have the freedom of what? Choice. You are responsible for your own choices and decisions. You got to give an account for the things you do in your own body. So think about those things. The church got something out the word. Didn't tend to hold you as long as it did.